When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Stealing a quick 10 minutes to record my Thunder Punch Daily microcast as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge for the month of November, where my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I are challenging ourselves to record an audio reflection journal every art day for the month of November 2014. And the next couple days is going to be very challenging finding the time to get these microcasts done, because in the United States, it's a holiday weekend. We've got Thanksgiving starting up tomorrow at the time of this recording. What is today? Today is Wednesday, November 26th. Thursday the 27th is Thanksgiving, and this is, you know, one of those big holidays where it's really meant to be spent with family. I'm taking 2 days off. I'm taking Thursday and Friday off from doing any work to just spend with my family, and sneaking away to do reflections on those days is going to be tricky, but I'm going to do everything I can to make it happen, because one of the guys who instigated this art challenge, it would be bad if I dropped the ball at any point. I know everybody would understand, and frankly, not that many people listen to Thunder Punch Daily anyway. Although, gosh, that's almost like a sub-reflection in there. It's like, does that matter? Like, when does it matter? Like, just because the numbers are low doesn't mean that I should be any less dedicated to something, right? I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, that's not to diminish the people who do listen to it, right? I've got a commitment that I made to them. I got a commitment I made to this thing. So it's not about looking bad. It's about fulfilling a commitment, right? Okay, sub-reflection over. And, you know, as I was sitting down thinking about, like, okay, well, what am I going to reflect on today? I had a couple things that I had on my radar to talk about. But then I got an email from somebody who was asking about tablets for drawing. What tablets do I use, and why do I use them? Now, I've talked about this a lot on the Lean Into Art cast, but I figure I can turn this into a little bit of a larger discussion, because the email that was sent to me was actually kind of timed for the fact that part of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, at least in the United States, is the next day, Friday after Thanksgiving, is usually what they call Black Friday, where a lot of stores offer crazy deals on different things. And it's the kickoff of the big Christmas, Hanukkah, December holidays shopping season, right? Everybody goes out looking for gifts for people. And if you're a visual storyteller, sometimes gifts for yourself. It's a time to buy yourself some new tools if budget allows. So some of you may be thinking about, like, you know, pulling the trigger on getting yourself a tablet to draw on for mobile digital sketching on the go. And here's the short version of what I use and why. I use the Galaxy Note 10.1, which is actually the 2012 edition. It's like the first edition that came out. So it's a bit old now. Ugh, old. It's 2 years old. That's a whole nother thing I could go into about how what a bummer it is that this technology is such that if you're 2 years out, you're considered to be using old technology now. It should last longer than that, I think. And actually, my Galaxy Note 10.1 is working great. I use that for sketching mostly because it is an Android operating system. You can't run desktop class apps on it, although there is a terrific app called Layer Paint HD that I just adore. And I've even played around with doing some high-res comic making on it. I got some pages of a Cap and Cat story that I haven't finished, where I'm doing 300 DPI, you know, 8 inches by some odd inches deep, you know, pretty big size pages with a lot of layers, and it works great. For my professional comics drawing, I recently invested in a Microsoft Surface Pro 2. Now, the Surface Pro 3 is out, but I got the 2 used. This is where we get to the larger point. If you're looking for trying out a tablet, and if you're kind of budget restricted, the place that I look for this stuff is the Gazelle eBay store. Gazelle is this service through which people can recycle used electronics, because, as I pointed out earlier, you know, the life cycle of these things is getting shorter and shorter, and it's like, oh, you don't have the new iPhone? What's wrong with you? So people will often resell their quote-unquote old devices, which may be as recent as a year old, to Gazelle. Gazelle refurbishes them, you know, cleans the operating system, does a refresh on it and everything. And then they resell those used devices in their eBay store. And that's at stores.ebay.com/gazelle-store. I will link to it in the show notes for this. But, you know, if you're looking for trying out a tablet with, you know, less risk, that'd be the place I'd go. And that's where I got my Surface Pro. I'm just looking at it right now, looking at their store. You can get a first edition Surface Pro, 128 gigabyte hard drive, very good condition, black Windows tablet for $416, right? A new Surface Pro runs as high as $2,000. Even the low end one is like $800 or $900. So you're getting a mid grade, two editions old Surface Pro for, you know, less than half of what a new one would cost. So that, I mean, $416 is nothing to sneeze at, as many of us visual storytellers don't make a boatload of money. A small number of us do, but most of us, you know, are, you know, we have to be budget conscious. So that's not a small investment to make, but it's substantially less than going and buying it new. Now, I'm going to hit the Samsung tab on the Gazelle store, and I hope that it doesn't monkey with my audio because Chrome just gobbles up my RAM, and there's probably some hissing and staticky stuff going on right now. Okay, so now I'm in the Gazelle store for the Samsung tablets. Let's see if they've got Galaxy Note 8. Galaxy Note 8 is the 8-inch version of the Galaxy tablet that I have. And that's only like a couple years, maybe a year old. $146. So if you wanted to dive into like getting a digital sketch pad for cheap, that's pretty cheap for a digital sketch tablet. I mean, like if you think about like what a Cintiq costs, you know, $2,500 for a Cintiq. Now you got a mobile one. Yeah, it's mostly for sketching, but you can do some pretty cool sketching on these things. Let's see, we got Galaxy Note 10.1. Oh, this is one of those ones that has a SIM card in it, or rather it has, you can hook it up to a data connection if you want to, so it's a Verizon tablet. $237. So, again, less than half the price of a brand new one if you want to get a used one. So I would recommend going to that place to look around, getting refurbished. You know, my Surface Pro is fantastic. I love it. And it was in terrific condition with like a few cosmetic dings on the casing, like not dents, but more like the finish is scratched a little bit. But the screen is terrific. If you get it, if you buy in very good condition from the Gazelle store, usually the screen is immaculate. That's where I got my phone too. I got my phone used from there, and then I use it on a cellular network called Ting, which is actually pretty cheap. Ting.com. If you have the Sprint network in your area. Not to turn this into a big commercial, but it is something that's on our minds right now, right? Finally, the last thing I would point to if you're looking to investigate tablets to purchase for this holiday season, look at Ray Frenden's blog, frenden.com. He's got a site where he does reviews of a lot of tablets. He gets a lot of review units that he gives very careful and thought out reviews, exploring different use cases. As somebody who's investigated this on his own, you know, the tech blogosphere is not, their bias is not in our favor. So when they're reviewing these tablets with pressure sensitivity, a lot of times their knee-jerk reaction is like, well, who would even want to draw on a tablet? Who wants to write on a tablet? Well, a lot of us do, a lot of us artists, but the tech bloggers and the tech reviewers aren't necessarily thinking about our use case. They're thinking of their use case, which is writing, which is browsing the web, which is reading ebooks or watching movies and stuff. And they're going to, it's important to read those reviews because they'll give you some interesting points of view on like, what's the screen brightness like? What's the color representation like? But if you want to get the viewpoint of an artist who is a professional artist who really runs these devices through their paces, do check out Ray Frenden's blog. He was the guy who got me to finally take the plunge and try out the Surface because he had nothing but really great things to say about it. And he pointed out its flaws, and it does have some flaws. I mean, the Surface Pro 1 and 2 has a 16:9 aspect ratio, which makes it kind of hard to, it's a very narrow screen to draw on. If you like to work in portrait mode, it's very difficult. I wind up having to work in landscape mode on my Surface Pro because of that. When I work in portrait mode on my Galaxy Note. So you learn to work within the limitations of these different devices. But the good news is that for the first time in a long time, we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of different options to explore for digital drawing devices, whether we get, you know, one of those Cintiq competitor tablets to hook up to our desktop, or whether we want something with that's a mobile solution, whether we want something to sketch on, or whether we want something to do professional grade illustration on. We've got a lot of options now. And thank goodness we got guys like Ray Frendon who do very careful reviews of these different things so we can make some informed choices. And then again, it's the line of the product lines are mature enough now that there's a lot of used and refurbished options to explore as well. You don't have to buy new. And, you know, as somebody who's, you know, doesn't have a ton of discretionary income, I'm certainly grateful for that. So who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoons and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. As I said earlier, this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. You can check out the details at artsoundoff.com or go to Twitter or Google Plus and check out the Art Sound Off hashtag to see the different contributions different visual storytellers have been making to this Art Sound Off thing, where everybody's been recording art journals during their work days. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Today, we met Nepthu, a man who wanted to become a leader and became one. But Nepthu used his leadership for his own selfish glory, and in the end, he got what he deserved. Being a good leader takes a lot of responsibility. But you must also be responsible when you follow a leader. Don't do something wrong or dangerous because someone tells you to. Think before you act. We can't all be leaders, but we can all choose what's right and wrong for ourselves.